Nerd Soul.
Lay Ill Kid at One Youngster. Hold it down. Bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year. Another wonderful episode of We Got Anime-ish, man. We having some fun. Because we got somebody who comes in here every once in a while, you know, drop some knowledge. I want to give a shout out to Ninja Sama Cosplay. What's up?
Good morning, good evening, good night. It's Ninja Sama Cosplay, mouth of the South. And I'm here to yell into the ether.
All right.
For 5 filler episodes straight.
Wow. Shouts out to Mark Dub. You know, he in the house. What's up?
Yo. It's Mark Dub. Part man, part amazing. Spicy like that Creole, not that Cajun. How y'all doing?
You took part of my old intro.
Oh, did I?
Back in my former yo-yo days.
She's like, I'm gonna have to sue. She'll have her.
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Indeed.
Her lawyers will contact yours. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna throw it to Ninja because I want to start the Ninja cosplay conversation with this. There's a show that Keith has been watching, Mr. Cooper, if you will, and he likes the show. He had told me to try out the show, and I watched it. He talked about it last week, and the show goes by the name of Mashal, and I told him that I got through about maybe 10, 15 minutes or whatever. But
you made it longer than I did.
I made it up. There's this gag that they do with him. He breaks the door at the house and he's trying to put the door back on. And when I saw that, I was like, yeah, I'm done. So, but
I'm here for My Hero Hogwarts. Don't think I am.
Oh, look. Look,
y'all Ninja sound so brutal.
Ninja
but
said I watched 45 seconds of Mashal and rage quit. You can't pay me to watch that. You heard it here first.
I mean, I haven't watched it yet. It looks cute, but My Hero Hogwarts is just that's so spot on.
Man, look.
He even has a little hairy scar.
Yeah, Coop. I mean, I know Coop likes it, so you know what I'm saying? Coop, you know, enjoy. But you're gonna have to keep us abreast of all the information on that one because we ain't watching. Mark might watch it. Mark might check it out. Never know. Mark might come through and be like, yo, man, I love this, man. But
you know what, Coop? Yeah, to Coop's credit, Coop has he's never steered me wrong. Whenever he suggests something, I check it out. I usually dig it. Even if y'all don't dig it, me and him, we dig it.
All right, cool. Now,
I check it out.
On the flip side, I will give Coop some love. He recommended another show that I had not watched before. I had not been watching. I had not been peeping. You know what I'm saying? I had not been seeing them things. And I got to give some love to Revenger. I ain't going front. I watched Revenger. I enjoyed Revenger very much. You know what I'm saying? I will admit, Revenger came through for me. I did not expect the show to get off to a good start the way it did. So I've only watched one episode, but I did like what I saw. I like the kind of like the intrigue about it. I like someone kind of like getting sucked into sucked back into the, I guess you could say, Shogun crime religious world or whatever. But you know, I'm down for it. I'm willing to go forward. So Coop, you know what I'm saying? Coop, you took one away, but then I gave you back one.
Fair enough.
But all right, so Ninja, what you been watching lately?
I have been watching Hell's Paradise. I've been watching Blue Lock. I've been watching some slice of life that I know you're not gonna want to talk about.
No, I watch slice of life stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't watch it until I'm done watching all the other stuff. But I do, like, all the stuff that Coop talks about, like Miss Nagatoro, I got it on my watch list. Now, I mean, I'm not watching it right now. But one day, I will watch it. You know what I'm saying? I will check it out. So, I mean,
I start Hell's Paradise, but I'm just one episode. One episode okay. I'll be checking it out.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's throw it to Ninja for that Hell's Paradise, because Hell's Paradise is that hot fire, fuego, if you will. But I want to get Ninja side. Ninja, how you feeling about Hell's Paradise right now?
I haven't watched this week's episode, so I watched the first three. I like it all right. It's unique enough. It's not the generic formula, so I'm interested. I appreciate how they're doing the female inspector is what they call it. I want to call her the executioner, but I guess she's really more so an inspector.
She's an executioner.
She really is an executioner, but they call her inspector because I guess she does some type of investigation beforehand. I don't know, but I'm interested in the world building for sure.
Okay, because last week I was telling Coop about it. He was like, so it's like Suicide Squad. I'm like, yo, it actually does have some Suicide Squad type vibes, and I'm here for that. I'm down for, like, go get this thing, it's gonna be dangerous, and like all of you are out for yourselves kind of thing.
Yeah,
and for sure. This week I watched the new episode because I love this anime, and the funny thing is the first two episodes, I was like, man, I don't know, maybe MAPPA tripping, man. I'm just not really feeling it like that. Then that third episode hit, I was like, let's go, we back.
Okay. I have to get to the third episode before I'm like feeling it.
Because the first two, I was kind of in there.
That's Ninja 3.
Yeah, I agree. Good. There's something that kind of happens with the third one that feels a little different. It kind of gives you more of an idea of like, oh, here we are.
Yeah, so... The first two, I was like, I'm kind of here. But the third one, and then the newest episode, which I watched last night, I'm like, all I'm going to say is, you know what I'm saying? You can't trust Kunoichi's out there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep your cards close. You know what I'm saying? Because the Kunoichi always looking for an opening. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. You know, whether you play
I've seen some memes, but I try not to get spoiled.
but I do enjoy it a lot. I like that a lot. I'm waiting for Jujutsu Kaisen to come back. Do they have a date yet for that? I know they just said 2023, but do they actually have a date yet?
I've not seen a date.
Because once we get a date, I'll go back and watch the whole show again just to get, you know, freshened up. Because it's been a while since I saw the movie. Now I think about it, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is one of the last movies I watched in LA. It might have been. I might have saw maybe like two more, but it wasn't too many after that. But yeah, it's like catch up on the show because that is something which I guess we can consider that shonen-ish, at least, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
depending on where it's published, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I say shonen...
You're going more so for the true idea of what a genre is.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, like, the subgenre of anime. Yeah. I'm just talking about, like, kind of like, you know, Naruto, Deku, you know, Goku, the boy from Fire Force, like, all them people. Like, that's what I mean. Like, you know, the kind of like the hero and the way they set up the hero and the hero's journey. But yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen, you know, crazy fight scenes. I'm down for that. So I'm ready for that to come back. You know what I'm saying? I need some of that hot fire. Mark, have you been peeping out Demon Slayer?
I went and saw the movie, so...
the quote movie.
Yeah, so I've seen the first couple of episodes, so so I hadn't jumped back onto it because I actually saw the movie. So yeah.
Oh man, you know what? I'm not going to dog them out no more. I'm gonna throw it to, Ninja real quick. Have you seen what's the most recent stuff you've seen from Demon Slayer?
What was it? The second movie? I mean, I caught up on the last season and I watched the two movies. That's really it, right? Or did something new happen?
They are in. Are they in episode 3 or episode 2 right
now?
They
might.
Yeah, the new season started, what? And I think, the new season started, and, well, nah, it ain't your fault. Crunchyroll, when they send emails, they just be sending emails trying to sell you something. It'd be nice if they send you emails and like, yo, the new season has started. They don't never send them. They be like, yo, you want to buy some toys? It's like, no, tell me the new show is popping so I can come see that. You know what I'm saying? Don't, like, I mean, yes, buying toys is cool, too, but, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm trying to watch the show, you know what I'm saying? Let a brother see the show so I can, you know, see what's going on in Sword Village Streets, if you will. Let's see, the second episode is out. I don't know when they air. When did they air, like Monday or Tuesday or something like that? But the second episode kind of unlocks some things where now I feel like, okay, we might be getting off to our story. But for anyone who's caught up, I'll say this. Shouts out to my boy Commodore. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him for holding it down for the little guy. Shouts to him for standing up when no one else would stand up. Shouts out to him for working hard when nobody cares. I'll say that. I'll leave it at that. And then, you know, when y'all catch up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. But it is nice to see that the show's back. It does seem kind of slow. I don't know how many episodes we got in this season. I'm like, don't y'all got like what? Like,
I've only seen...
always do short seasons, like 10 or 13 episodes, right? I'm like, y'all need to get to it. Aren't there seasons like short? But I could be wrong. Because I think maybe it was just the second season that seemed
second
short.
Season was 11 episodes.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, unless they're gonna do like 26 episodes or something like that, I'm like,
you gotta get to it.
Y'all gotta get going. You know what I'm saying? Cause y'all teased a lot in the first episode. And I got questions. And hopefully Ninja can help answer for a brother. I'm going to start off with this. And I mean, hold up. Ninja, do you read the manga for Demon Slayer?
No.
Okay, cool. So then you kind of where I'm at. All right, cool. Question.
Mm-hmm.
Does Tanjiro already know the number one demon?
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Or is he dreaming about him? Like, because, I mean, let me know in the
I'm
comments.
Pretty sure that, yeah, because, I mean, I feel like he's seen him. Psalm or something early on, like way back in season one.
Because I'm like, don't you know that dude? Or like, did like, what's going
Wait,
on?
Granted, the number one demon, he's been in dragon geisha form and stuff like that. So now I'm having to think to myself, was that his true? Like, dude, I want to say yes, but
because I mean, dude got the same
like
hair
that
and stuff.
Huh?
I mean, dude have the same hair.
Yeah.
And it's not like people rocking the same hairstyles on this piece. So he got the same hair, sort of like the same build, same earrings. Come on now. Like, I mean, look, I ain't saying that, you know, case closed, but I'm like, either that or y'all trying to make us think that. Like, I mean, because look at season one, then you look at the dream that he has. It's like, so is he, like, does he know him? Like, is that like his, I don't know, uncle or daddy or something? Like, what's going on? Like, what? Like, y'all need to tell me what's going on in the street. But I guess we'll see more coming out. But I was wondering how long they expected this season to be, because if we're looking at 11 episodes as opposed to say 26, I feel like they're going kind of slow. But mm-hmm. I also don't really know about this arc because I don't read the manga at all. I just wait for the anime to come out. I check that out, and that's what I be knowing.
You know what? Gamma Ray has read the manga, and I I only know that because Coop has told me, Coop was selling me on Demon Slayer, and he was like, bro, you should start it. It's beautiful. But he warned me. He said, I don't know, man. From things that Gamma has said, I don't know if things are going to get better for Tanjiro. I think they're only going to get worse. I was like, come on, Coop, don't say that.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, they don't seem, this to me seems like this is a series that's going to end with Tanjiro either dead, or he's going to be like severely, like he'll sort of like a whole homeboy with all the jewels. He'll end this series with like a missing leg or a missing arm or something. He ain't just going to like ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, Coop was saying pretty much that he's like, look, this ain't no Western happy ending stuff. He said a lot of times they'll go for that. He said they go for leaves falling dramatically. And you know somebody that took a big L. And he said that may be the way it goes. Yeah. I hope not. I want some happy endings for Tanjiro. That's my boy.
Yeah.
I love him like he is my own.
I mean, he's a good guy, but I feel like he might take an L. He might, but
I sense an L coming, and it's gonna be a big.
Either that, or maybe instead of like taking a full out L, maybe like a sacrifice play, like maybe
sacrificing for Nezuko or something.
Yeah, like Nezuko.
I could definitely see that.
I guess to rejuvenate her regular human self or something.
Yeah, that's his goal, and he would definitely give up his life or his own humanity if it would restore hers.
Yeah, so I can see that probably coming down the pike. But also, shouts to Nezuko, because old girl is like, I don't know, mad content just chilling in the box all day, yo. Like, she don't really complain.
She don't be tripping.
Yeah, she just be kicking in the box. And I mean, actually, if you think about Tanjiro, just his average regular movement is like a workout, because, all right, let's say Nezuko weighs, I don't know, she's the average, I don't know, average girl. Say she's, I don't know, she looks kind of short, but maybe she weighs, let's say she weighs like 80 pounds.
She shrinks down to like a size of like, I would guess like a 3 or 4 year old. She shrinks down in that box.
Oh yeah, you're right. She does change her size. So all right, if she shrinks down, all right, so a 3 or 4 year old is probably what, about extra, my little guy is 5, he's 40 pounds. He's just making 40 pounds. So let's say a 4 year old is maybe like, I don't know, 30 pounds or something like that. So I mean, if you put 30 pounds on your back and walk around with it all the time, you know what I'm saying? That's like a little workout in itself. You know what I'm saying? So Tanjiro getting an extra workout. You know what I'm saying? He getting an extra workout.
Nezuko shrinks down and becomes like a real life chibi.
Basically.
Yo, I love how she just come out like, oh, so y'all trying to beat my brother real quick? All right, hold up. Hulk up.
Yo, that like, hold up. I love that, though.
He eats the like mushroom and just bloop, bloop, bloop.
She like, look, let me go on and show y'all how I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't play no games. So it is nice to see that. But I did, I wanted to just throw that in there. Tanjiro actually is always getting a workout. That means when he's like rushing somewhere, he's running, that's extra work. So Tanjiro, even though he's short, he might be able to dunk because he got all that leg strength. You know what I'm saying?
He's like a tiger.
Ninja, I want to throw it to you real quick. If you would, please educate me on some of them slice of life that you are working on, because I want to broaden my palate. Well, at least in the off season, I want to broaden my palate in the off season. Once I'm caught up with, like, Bleach and all that stuff, and then, you know what I'm saying? I'll reach out every now and then. Like, you gave me another, I watched another, and I think another is one of those. Even though old girl is like straight horrible for knowing who the person was all the time, and she was like, "Oh, I just want to hurt your feelings," but anyway, but. You hold us down with the recommendation. So if you will, what you watching right now with this slice of life?
I don't know if I would necessarily recommend it. It's just I'm watching it. So that's a little different versus like recommending. It's like you said, it's the off season. It was just easy to watch. But I wouldn't say, oh, you need to go watch this one. But what I have been trying to watch, that's not Slice of Life, is sports anime. So I mentioned it earlier. But I am catching up on Blue Lock, which I actually think is worth a watch.
All right.
It's like, so here's the premise. Like, the overall view is kind of like, it's a sports anime meets like tournament art meets like, they don't actually die, but it has a similar storytelling to a death game anime, but they're not actually dying. It's just like super hyper competitive and individualistic. So the premise is that Japan wants to win the World Cup. Like, they finally decided as a nation, we're tired of making the top 16. We want to win the World Cup. So okay. What they do is that they recruit, I think it's 300. Yeah. 300. Of the best forwards or strikers, however you want to call it, in soccer. And they put them all in these dorm rooms according to rank, like A through Z, and then number one all the way to 300. Okay. And they all play the same position. And they're like, only one of you can make it to the national team. And if you don't win through all these challenges, you will never see it. You'll never be a national player. You would have to go play for another country, or you have to end your career, basically. And so since everyone plays the same position and there can only be one, you know, it's individualistic, but then they also have to play like games as teams and stuff like that to like build some type of camaraderie. So depending on your rank, depends on how you're fed, where you sleep, all of that. So it's just all, it's way more cutthroat than the typical sports anime. It's just like, oh, we're just a team doing our best.
Ooh.
It's more so like, there's some backstabbing. There's some shystiness. There's some moments where they're just straight up selfish in the game and stuff like that. So it's pretty interesting. I think I've watched 9 or 10 episodes. Yeah, it's actually, okay, as far as content goes, it's a different storytelling. I think it started last season or something like that. So there's a lot, you know, there's quite a few episodes out that you can catch up on.
Because I love me some soccer. All right, and let me see. Crunchyroll says, Japan's desire for World Cup glory leads the Japanese Football Association to launch a new rigorous training program. Probably killing kids. All right, to find the national team's next striker. Here's your problem, Japan. You running a squad with just one striker. You should probably be running two. But don't, you know, hey, look, what do I know? You know what I'm saying? I just watch, you know, soccer from time to time. You know, I've played it. You know, maybe y'all should have more than one forward. But, I mean, hey, whatever. Anyway, the 300 high, of course they're high school. Of course, I knew it. 300 high school. So these U18 kids. Anyway, three high school players are pitted against each other for the position, but only one will come out on top. Who among them will be the striker to usher in a new era of Japanese soccer? I'm down with this. I want to watch it. I'm interested. But also, where's the love for, you know, where's the love for the defense? Where's the love for the goalie? Y'all just don't care about y'all goalie.
So, you know? I think they're doing this because...
Y'all don't care, huh? What's up with the hatred? No, I'm just playing.
So, I think there's two reasons they're doing this. I think the first reason is because you can't make it individualistic if you're trying to build an actual team. Because then people would be like, oh, I'll just work with the defender. I'll just work with the goalie or whatever. So, there is some camaraderie. But at the same time, people, they still know, like, I still got to beat this guy one day. So that's one part of it. The second part of it is that I could see at the end of everything, once, you know, we get whoever the striker's going to be, whatever, then we get to see them play as a national team and then see them go play against Brazil and, you know, Argentina and US or, you know, Spain, so on and so forth. So then we will get introduced to those characters, I think, way down the line. But I think for the sake of now, we're getting this story because it's or not the story, we're getting the focus on this one particular position so we can see them compete as individuals. It's kind of hard for them to do that if they already, you know, got the other teammates and stuff. And you also get to see people play positions they're not used to playing and how they focus on that or how they use their strengths. So there's like someone who specializes in hitting it with their head or driving or breaking ankles or dribbling and stuff like that. So You see how they use that in different roles and things like that too. So,
all right, and it got 24 episodes, so I can dive into this. All right, Blue Lock. Well, I need to go in and get rid of, going to finish up Bleach real quick, get through that. You know what I'm saying? And then, but yeah, Blue Lock. All right, okay. I see y'all. You know what I'm saying? Got of course they got their two dudes on the front of the front cover, walking all. You know they got their aura around them. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna do the illest soccer ever. You know what I'm saying? So that word up. I'm down with that. I'm down. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Now I'm going to check this out. I have a new thing to watch. So, you know what I'm saying? More love to go around in these anime streets. Let's see. Besides that, I wanted to throw it to Mark Dub. Is there anything that you've been watching recently that you've been kind of like, I want to rep this, or anything that you've been watching that you've been like, I need to drop this?
No, there's just stuff that I need to start. Like, now I'm looking at Blue Lock now. Like, look, my ninja also never steers us wrong. And
nope,
like even with another, I don't think you were. I don't know if you. I don't know how you were on another until you actually watched. You was like, another is that boy.
It's the realness.
Yeah, so I have planned to start another, but there's so much. Coop is beating me over the head. He's like, there's so many things you need to start, but I try to move at my own pace.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I take it slow.
It's intimidating for someone like me.
Because I mean, trust me, I'm not watching now. I am watching Witch from Mercury, but this week has been super busy, so I've only watched like one more episode. But I have added that, you know what I'm saying? Because
I think Gundam, I'm gonna jump on that because that sounds super interesting too. But yeah, I started Hell's Paradise because the anime Suicide Squad bent just. I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, that,
I feel like that, Morty on that episode of Rick and Morty where they have they're assembling the crew and he's like, God damn it, I'm in.
That episode is stupid, but yeah.
You like, SOB, I mean.
But yeah, that Hell's Paradise, it came through for me this week. And Witch for Mercury, even though I'm like way behind, Little Miss Mercury is all right. I don't like her attitude. I need her to have a little, you know, like, hey, you know, you started to prove yourself. You don't have to, you know, be all meek and humble. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying be arrogant. You ain't got to be walking around like Puff Daddy in his prime. But I mean, just don't let people push you around. You know what I'm saying? You know, come on, stand up straight, girl. You got it. You know what I'm saying? That's your world. You know what I'm saying? You get up in that Gundam and you do your thing. But, with that said, I'm going to throw it to Ninja for final thoughts on anime this week. You know what I'm saying? Anything this week, anything that's going on in your mind, and tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, sure thing. Final thoughts is now I got to go watch Demon Slayer. I should have known that once a big one ends, like My Hero, another big one. When one supreme phase, another rises. So now I got to get another one to queue up so I can get caught up. That being said, other final thoughts, we have got to stop trying to color by numbers this formula with Shonen and the protagonist, and I'm not the one that has this ability, but now I'm going to be the best in all that. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of Isekai. Give me something new. Hopefully Hell's Paradise fills that void. And we'll see from there. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Ninja Cosplay, or wherever fine books are sold. And thanks for having me, as usual.
Yes, yes. And next week, you know what? Next week, let's get, because I remember you were talking about the kind of like the difference in the storytelling between then and now, and like kind of like the fake big three chasing thing, that kind of like attitude and stuff. So as far as, you know, like the formula and everything. So yeah, we'll get into that next week. That'll be fun to get into. So Mark Dove, part man, part thug, you know what I'm saying? Please tell them, well, of course, final thoughts, and where can they find you?
I can keep my final thoughts simple. I need to watch more anime so that I have more to contribute. But y'all can find me catching up. Y'all find me. I'm Mark Wallace in real life. I'm Mark Dub on IG, and I'm Mark Dub 44. The 4 and the 4 on the IG. Y'all can find me reposting, retweeting all these really brilliant people who actually do this, and I'm just riding the coattails. Coattailing it away.
Thank you guys. Oh, boy. My final thoughts is on Bleach, since I'm catching up. You know what I'm saying? I'm still way back. I can't remember what episode I'm on, but I'm, you know, they out there trying to get Aizen right now. I got a question for all my Bleach people. You know what I'm saying? Look, is you know, Orihime, is she really, you know, is she really drinking the Kool-Aid, or is she like, please tell me she ain't just gonna be, you know, like hanging out with Aizen and stuff. I mean, I know he, you know, he over there looking good, got his hair all cool, staring in her eyes, but you know, like, just tell me she ain't really gonna fall for this dude, is she? Like, you know, just cause he out here looking like a Kung Fu Tom Cruise don't mean that she gotta fall for it. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the issue with Orihime and a lot of characters. It's not even a male or female thing. It's a good guy, good girl thing. Too much empathy for people who are just bad. There's some people that, now there are some people you'll see Orihime encounter, he's like, you do feel a little bad for it. There's a little nuance, sure. But there's some people where it's just like, even then, you're doing wrong. You didn't capture me, you did whatever. I don't empathize with you. I don't, but you know, That's a flaw that she has to a huge degree throughout the series, just because she's so sweet and soft and silky. It comes off even worse because it's like, girl, please, no.
Like, this dude done killed mad people.
Hey.
He killed mad people and kidnapped people. Dude is not, there is, like, yo, come on, man. Stop.
I can fix him.
See, look, that, you know what? That's a lot of problems start there when people think they can fix somebody. But you know what? That's a whole nother show.
It's also wrong. Indeed. Because anime, 9 times out of 10, they do fix them.
Yeah, that's true. Because, yo, in anime, it'd be like, you know what? I'm the strongest fighter in the world or the universe or whatever. But look, man, yo, why don't you just be good? And then the bad guy's like, you know what? I should just be good.
I should have just been good from the start.
Yo, Naruto was the king of that joint. Naruto be like, yo, man, you should just be good. And he'd be like, you know what? I think you're right.
Be less like Naruto and Deku, more like Tanjiro. Prop for him, but go ahead and end it.
Yeah, Tanjiro, yeah. Oh, he gonna cry. Oh, he gonna cry for
you. Tanjiro gonna shed them tears for you, but he gonna send you to hell.
Yeah, he gonna be like, you know what? I'm sad, but you gotta go. Alright, so with that said, NERD SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. Like, share, subscribe. Help your brother out with that algorithm, because it's hating on me. But if you don't share, if you don't like, if you don't subscribe, thanks for rolling through now. And until the next decapitation, until the next bad guy turn, until the next demon that needs to be put away, this is from us to y'all saying peace.